Hi everyone, welcome to episode, I guess you could call it one of Trust the Process, the podcast. You've got Skylar Chase, Mike Yazji, Keith Manzi here. Welcome guys, how's it going?
Not too bad. Excited to get this started with the podcast.
Yeah, excited for football season.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, that's for sure. But before we get into anything that we're going to get into this episode, I feel like this is a good chance for us to kind of reintroduce ourselves. You know, we have our fans that have been listening, or excuse me, watching us from our YouTube days.
And thank you to those who are still supporting us.
Yes, somebody's watching me. But yeah, we've had all those people, and we want to introduce ourselves to our new crowd. So, Mike, why don't you lead us off?
Okay, well, I mean, let's see. What would you want to know? What do you think you want to know?
Well, okay. We are a sports podcast, obviously. Okay. So who are your sports allegiances across the board?
All right. Easily, locally, Jacksonville Jaguars. Actually, not even locally. Jacksonville Jaguars, local, for a reason. Florida State and the Orlando Magic. Those are the only three teams I support. And obviously, for Florida State, all sports. Obviously, I want to see that team, that university do well in all sports. But other than that, those are the three main ones I support, and obviously the local teams here.
And you're not a huge hockey or baseball fan, correct?
No, not a fan of either. But if I had to pick a baseball team, I know I talked to you while it was either you or someone else, I'd probably pick the Marlins because they're associated with the Jumbo Shrimp here in Jacksonville.
Fair. And we'll get you to some Iceman games so you can get some
hockey. Well, I plan on going to a few of those.
What about NASCAR, though?
Absolutely not.
Well, NASCAR is the best sport.
Yeah, you go ahead, Skylar. What about you?
All right, for NASCAR, gotta go with Dale, senior and junior.
All right,
it's a senior.
Soon to be Chase Elliott, I suppose.
Yeah, we had our draft for that, so you kind of got to stick with that.
The LeBron choice or whatever. football, Jacksonville Jaguars, obviously, is conceived the same year they were. Born a year earlier, though. They were on the field a year later. But so I've witnessed all their history. That's not great. Well, their history is great.
Their history is great. Past 10 years have been a dumpster fire.
Yeah. What about other sports?
All right. Well, baseball. Well, pretty much every other sport's like Chicago sports, since my mom's from Waukegan and my grandpa would like teach me all about their sports. So like mainly Cubs. Like, they're the biggest team I root for there, but I'm also a Bulls fan, Blackhawks fan, you know, and they're, like, kind of not into hockey too much. It's hard to follow down here. It's never on TV, especially when you don't have cable.
What about, you don't have anything? Does your family like the Bears?
My grandpa did, but when they moved down to Jacksonville and they got a team, He fully supported them, you know.
Was like my dad too. He was a Miami fan.
Yeah,
and went to Jacksonville obviously because they got a team.
He was a season ticket holder right away. I was a season ticket holder like past 3 years prior to last season. But college too. I like UF, the greatest athletic program right now.
Lies.
They just won baseball national championship.
You guys are a baseball school now.
They're always dominating track and field. They got softball championships. They got football. They got the greatest college football player ever, Tim Tebow, from Jacksonville.
To be a foreignator. I said it's great to be a foreignator. Okay,
we the best. DJ Khaled, Skylar Chase.
Well, was that all the sports you had?
Yeah, I think so. I think I like fishing too and motocross, but like I don't know how many people know much about that.
I don't think so.
Okay. Vroom, vroom.
I guess for me, I'm the odd one of the group. My mom's from Maryland. She's a Redskins fan, or was. Oof. I don't know if she is anymore.
You mean the Washington football team?
Yeah. My dad's from New Jersey. He grew up a Giants fan, and I'm a Packers fan. So call me a bandwagoner all you want. Go ahead and look on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/trusttheprocess, RCR. And you will see that I am indeed a Packers fan from youth, as I'm wearing a cute little Packers hat. So
yeah, the hat's cute, not Keith.
Yeah, just no. My sister looks nice.
Wasn't it on Instagram, too?
It's on our Instagram as well, yeah. TTPRCR for that. So yeah, I'm a Packers fan of football. I am a Washington Nationals fan because I grew up an Orioles fan, but I didn't want to be like my brother and copy him. So when the Nationals became the Nationals, I switched over to them.
They should go back to being the Expos.
As you go maybe, back to being the Senators.
Maybe Harper wouldn't be hurt right now.
Yeah.
Their bases would
don't
be dry.
Don't get me into that. So basketball, as well as Mike, I'm a Magic fan, unfortunately. Another team that has been struggling greatly. And let me backtrack real quick. I'm also a Jags fan. I just prefer the Packers. If they're playing head-to-head, I'm going for the Packers. I'm sorry.
If it's Super Bowl, Packers, Jags, who do you go for?
I'm going for the Packers.
What? You wouldn't want the Jags to win a Super Bowl?
Actually, you know what?
That parade would be lit.
Now, I'm sorry.
Now, honestly, I would probably say the Jags. A couple years ago, before they won their last one, I would have said the Packers.
Fair enough.
But now that we have one in recent history, yeah, I would probably go for the Jags.
Because I was going to say, that's
only
your
because,
hometown
yeah,
team.
I'd be like, yeah, this is lit. NASCAR, I'm kind of without an identity right now. With Greg Biffle retiring, quote unquote. I kind of like Eric Jones, driver of the 77 5-Hour Energy car. He's impressed me lately, but I don't have anyone official yet. I'll wait till next year for that. And hockey, I'm a Tampa Bay Lightning fan. So, yeah. You're
forgetting one team.
College.
There you go.
I'm for football and basically everything except for basketball. I'm a Florida State fan. Whoa. Basketball, I'm a Xavier fan. So
makes sense.
Then shout out to you, Scott. And yeah, that's about it.
Xavier. Don't forget the X.
Yeah, don't say Xavier. If you want to get punched in the face, go ahead and say that. But no, I couldn't hurt anybody. That'd be me. But anyway. All right, so now you know a little bit about us. Why don't we go ahead and dive into our show? I think we got a pretty good one, guys. I think we should start off with
Duval
training camp. How bad has it been, Mike?
From what I've seen on Twitter the last week and a half, actually since Jags put on pads for the first time, Bortles is playing awful. From what I've seen, from highlights I've seen, people taking videos, people going to training camp, my friends going to training camp, they're saying Bortles has been awful.
You just need to trust the process, man.
I'm not trusting that process.
This team is built. It's built like that.
Like Gus Bradley.
No. Dave Caldwell.
Oh, Dave Caldwell, Gus Bradley, either way.
Whatever. But I think we have, like, really good team regardless. Like, if you look at the wide receivers, they're stacked.
That's a good
our
point.
Our DBs stacked.
After those top three, I'm a little worried.
What do you mean? Patman.
Yeah, he's got almost as many picks as Bortles does in the training camp. That is awful.
I was looking for that tweet, actually. Somebody had tweeted that.
Like, I think it was like Zach Goodall.
I think it was Zach Goodall, Big Cat Country.
Well, I'm looking here, though. I'm pretty sure Brian Sexton has basically summed up what this debacle has been of a preseason, training camp. Blake Bortles did not have a good practice.
Yeah, no.
And that seems to have been the story the whole time. And it's hard to swallow that as a Jags fan because you want to trust this guy. But
As soon as he got drafted, everyone was so high on him. I did not like him coming out of college. When we drafted him, I was confused because I thought there were better quarterbacks in the draft later on, like a Derek Carr, like a Teddy Bridgewater, although Teddy Bridgewater is still jury out on him.
Let's not forget the train that started. It started when we drafted Blaine Gabbert.
It all started.
That was a curse that.
Oh, Lord.
That's like the Billy Goat curse for the Cubs.
Jags are going to be stuck in quarterback purgatory forever if they don't hit on someone soon because.
Well, I was intrigued actually today, and I did some researching. Did you know that no Jaguars quarterback ever, starting quarterback for like the majority of a season, has had like a history before being the quarterback? So, like, you look at Mark Brunell.
He was unknown coming from Atlanta.
He was just a backup behind Brett Favre. Obviously, nothing there. You have Byron Leftwich drafted.
Drafted, which was average, okay.
But you know what? Tom Coughlin drafted David Garrard to set Jack Del Rio up for success.
Yeah, and that's the other one. And David Garrard coming out of East Carolina.
And Jack Del Rio, when he drafted Byron Leftwich, then started him over Garrard, that might have been a mistake, too. Because Garrard, obviously, like he took off his first year. He started for us.
Yeah,
I just remember thinking about, like, wow, this guy can run.
He only threw three interceptions his first season he started.
I've been seeing tweets lately, especially today, in the last 2 days, there are rumors, like, I've seen rumors that some players are secretly vetting for Chad Henne to start over Bortles.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
That's interesting because this team, this organization has a history with benching quarterbacks early on. Look at when they benched or cut Garrard 2 days before the season opener.
I could not believe that still.
In 2011. They cut Garrard 2 days before the season started.
Two seasons before or something, we were battling for the division title. We just lost to the Colts, and then the Colts took it, like, what was that, 2009 or so? And then we drafted Gabbert 2010.
Oh, we drafted him 11. We drafted
Gabbert 11. Okay, but we were, like, in the hunt for the playoffs with Garrard, and then they drafted Gabbert and forced him onto the field, and that's what started this curse.
Although,
looking at Henne in front of him, it was kind of hard to argue. Well, we should probably put this guy out there.
Yeah, to answer your question about what I've seen from training camp, like from the first preseason game, from the game against the Patriots, the running backs look good early on. Ivory and Fournette look good. Receivers, Keelan Cole could be a stud for us.
Don't forget about Corey Grant, though.
Corey Grant, I still don't know if we're going to keep the running backs on the roster.
He looked good though in the first game. Yeah,
that's true.
I think we will keep Grant as one of them because I think Yeldon might be gone.
I don't know, man. Yeldon's our best. It's third so down hard. Back. Yeah,
I don't. But he's not. He's not very productive.
He was his rookie year. He had 1,000 total yards.
He was okay, but like
when you look at offensive line,
this offensive line feels better. But like in the preseason game, Grant was able to get some good runs and. Ivory had some good runs. Even Fournette had some decent runs, but Yeldon couldn't. He's like stopped in the backfield.
I mean, Yeldon didn't look good against New England. I'm not gonna deny that. But I've been a Yeldon advocate. I like Yeldon. I think he can be okay for his team.
I think he can be okay, but I think.
But I think this backfield is crowded. And there's a lot of money invested.
I think we should bring back Toby Gerhardt.
Get out of here.
Hey, but I think the line is very improved with Cam Robinson too, and. A mom and
then like, Brandon Albert's bye bye. Thank Christ,
I heard of him. That was funny. That
mess.
But no, another receiver who impressed me was D.D. Westbrook. Although limited time, he did have a long touchdown from Brandon Allen, the third string quarterback, who will still be the third string quarterback. Although I don't see why people want Allen as quarterback. He will never start this year unless there's an injury. Yeah. I don't see him starting over Henne or Bortles.
There's two injuries.
Just me though? Has been like Ngakoue been kind of quiet.
He had a sack in the game.
He had a sack in the game, but other than that, I really haven't heard much about
it. Because everyone's focusing more on Fowler.
Yeah.
See if he'll step up.
I was just wondering if that was just more of a media.
I think media is fine. They expect him to be fine. He looks good. I think he's looking fine. Everyone's focusing more on Fowler due to previous play and all these off-the-field issues. He needs to step up if he wants to stay on his team.
I think Kalias is trying to do a good job of like mentoring him. He sees that he has potential and is that Fowler just needs to kind of have it go in the right direction.
Well, somebody said that Fowler has been more mature, like, in this practice with Tampa Bay. Because last year, he got thrown out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yannick's looking more immature with this Tampa Bay. Yeah. See, I've seen that he's gotten into a lot of altercation.
He's allowed to be.
Aurelius Ben punched a linebacker at Tampa Bay.
Do you think Aurelius Ben can do something for us this year?
Especially
if he can stay healthy, yeah. If he for
he said
because,
he said he's felt healthier than ever.
I know,
this year,
and that's huge because the last thing 2-3 years,
Aurelius,
he's always had an issue staying healthy. Man. And I think they can keep six. Can they keep six receivers on this team? You got the two stud. Well,
Rashad's gone.
I'm about to bring
I
him
think
up.
Rashad's gone. Yeah.
You got Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns, Marquise Lee. If he's hurt, you have to keep Rashad on the team then.
Yeah, but
You got Didi. You got Aurelius Ben, if he stays healthy. You've got Keelan Cole, if he can stay productive this preseason. And
I hope he does. I like him.
Then you've got a real interesting dilemma at receivers. Who do you put back there to return kicks? Who do you put back there to return punts? Do you put Corey Grant, Rashad, Marquise Lee, D.D. Westbrook, Aurelius Ben as a coverage guy?
Brad Meester.
I think we'll probably see. We'll probably see Cole returning punts in this next game, maybe, just to give him a special teams opportunity.
I think they're going to put all these running backs / receivers all over the field to see what they can do.
Yeah. But, yeah, I agree. The wide receivers, they're crowded. They're good. The running backs, they're good.
And notice how we've only talked offense. Defense does not look like there's an issue. Except
I would agree with that, but what about special teams?
Well, special teams look good the first
except
game.
Except for the kicker.
I'm not worried about Myers as much as everyone is.
Really?
I'm really not.
I hate
Why?
I hate Jason Myers.
Everyone's just used to the success we had at kicker with Josh Scobie.
Like
everyone is used to that because I remember looking
Be that hard, though.
Remember, the field goals are moved back. Every kicker's adjusted. I mean, the veterans are used to this more than the rookies.
I mean, still, regular field goals are not moved back. It's still a 42-yard field goal if it's a 42-yard field goal.
That's fair, but I still don't think everyone's so quick to rush Myers because of the success Josh Scobie had. Arguably our best kicker of franchise history.
And Mike Hollis was pretty
good. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Mike Hollis or Scobie.
And we've been spoiled with running backs, too. That's why we're like...
Everyone's raising expectations for Fournette when people need to lower them because of this average offensive line.
I think we should keep him high for Fournette, though. Yeah. As high as he was drafted.
How high are you going for Fournette this year?
I think he should perform the way Adrian Peterson performed coming out of college. Because they have a similar...
So you're saying at least 1,000 yards.
They have a very similar body type and speed.
I mean, depending on his carries?
He's the bell cow.
If he stays healthy, he's going to accumulate a lot of yards.
I don't think it's 1,000 yards, but that's just me.
I think he gets a lot if he stays healthy. He's big.
I mean, with the crowded backfield, that does make things a little more difficult.
Because on third down, they're going to be putting a better pass-catching back, especially with Bortles' situation.
Well, they said Fournette.
He's been catching passes really well.
Yeah, he catches better than expected.
I expect him to be awful.
And these are Bortles passes he's catching.
Yeah, he's catching. You
he's
know,
catching
flying
ducks.
Dead ducks.
They're saucers. They're like spinning like pizza.
Well, go ahead.
But I was gonna say, the offense I think is gonna be a work in progress this entire preseason. Defense looks good. The only issue I have is the linebacker position. We don't have much depth there outside of Miles. Lesney and Telvin.
Well, didn't they just announce like today or yesterday that Miles is no longer middle linebacker?
Miles is not outside linebacker.
But he's still going to be calling the plays.
What it is like...
doesn't make sense.
Well, like they're going to be taking pause out of like nickel situations. So Jack is going to be on the field pretty much the whole game still.
He needs to be because he's the most athletic second most athletic linebacker.
It doesn't make sense for him to be in middle anyways. Puz is a very good running, like, stopping middle linebacker, but he just...
They weren't trying to make him a middle linebacker, though. Weren't they trying to make him, like, a Mike kind of thing?
They were trying to... I feel like they were trying to make him, like, the, you know, the QB of the defense, obviously. They try to stick him in the middle of the field, but if you put Telvin and Jack on one side and the other, I mean, it's going to be easy for Puz. He just has to stay inside the hash marks, really.
I rattled off after the game on Twitter. I put a thread out. I think Miles Jack just needs a little bit more time at middle linebacker because he's only had a few weeks of this training camp. And last year he had no playing time because Gus Bradley's a moron. I still think he needs a little bit more time at middle linebacker. But then again, this is a team that needs to win now.
Yeah.
To show that they actually are.
I agree.
Focused on it.
Yeah.
And I guess Puzlesny does put you in a better position to win at middle linebacker than than Miles.
If we start the season 1-3, people are going to be...
If it goes 1-3, 1-4?
Pitchforks.
Depends on who the GOAT is, and I mean the bad term GOAT. Well, depends on who it is. If it's Bortles, Henny's coming in. I don't think they wait till half the season to do it.
But I still think, Jack, I agree with you. He needs more time there, and he'll be good because he's so athletic. I saw a tweet where people are worried about how he may not be in the right spot, but his athleticism is going to make up for that. Where Paz, he would be in the right spot, but his athleticism would still allow a catch and like.
To be honest, it seemed like Miles took a year off because he didn't have much playing time.
Yeah.
Last year,
I find that kind of funny that you're talking about like he's in the wrong position with his athleticism. Doesn't that kind of remind you of Aaron Gordon when they threw him in at the 3 instead of him playing the 4?
Don't get me started on Orlando.
Yeah. Well, that's for another day.
That's a different topic.
Well, for the Jags, though.
Basketball.
Say if it goes wrong. So Blake Bortles is playing like trash. What is the approach? Do you think that we should obviously like bench him for Henny? Do we trade for a quarterback? Do we sign Kaepernick?
I say they trade for a quarterback. Try trading for a quarterback now.
Yeah.
Now is the time. Before the third preseason. Well, actually, just trade for someone now. They need to get someone.
Well, do you want to trade for somebody who's going to come in and just be like the quarterback of the future? Someone to be a placeholder for the draft or what? Do you want to go the Washington route and have Kirk Cousins?
Well, Kirk Cousins
and,
is drafted.
And RG3, both of them with two QBs. I'm just saying, with having two QBs fighting it out.
I want. I feel like we should get someone with some experience in the NFL.
Define some experience. Are you talking about like AJ McCarron, who has not started a game?
He started.
Oh, I'm sorry. He played for two games.
Okay.
I don't know what his actual record is.
One off, baby.
Well, like, you can get... I'm talking a guy who's...
Or Jimmy Garoppolo
like,
level.
Well, like, yeah, something similar.
Well, he started three games.
Easy, keep naming guys who don't start, but start.
Well, no, he started three games, and that's not enough experience, though. I don't think that's
Well, what I'm saying is, like, in an example I'm thinking of, like, Brett Hundley. He's 700 Rodgers. He's got...
So that's somewhat... Okay.
He's got the IQ from, like...
Mark Brunell.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very similar situation that Coughlin has.
You know what? It's actually funny. I'm glad you brought up Huntley. I know no one's going to go back to my tweets from whatever year he came out. I actually wanted Brent Huntley in that draft class. I forgot what year he came out. Was it 2012?
We're going to need you to pull your tweets for that.
I'm not going to go.
Tomorrow or the next day or something.
Let me look to see when Huntley got drafted. But I'm pretty sure it was 2012.
Hey, yeah, I was there for MJ6. Championship, yeah, I was there. I tweeted.
I remember it was right around senior year of high school. I was talking to one of my friends.
I told the Jaguars to draft Aaron Rodgers too.
2015 draft. I want to draft Brent Hundley. He looked good to me at UCLA.
Well, we're mentioning your Twitter, and we want to hear your feedback. We've been on the fence. We were leaning towards it, but would you guys like to see us get a Twitter account? It's probably the easiest way to promote a podcast because you can just link to SoundCloud, which is where we'll be predominantly to begin with. We're going to try and get on iTunes as well. But do you think we should get a Twitter account? And we'd love to hear from you. Any ideas you might have, anything of that nature, ideas for shows, segments, topics, maybe even guests, potential sponsors. I mean, you guys can suggest us anything. You're trusting the process as much as we are because we just want to make sure we get better. And I just want to make sure that y'all love us as much as we love you, okay? So,
love you.
On that note, we're just going to jump into a quick commercial break. So go ahead and check out this quickie commercial that I made.
Do you enjoy our podcast? Looking for another outlet for local sports? Listen to the best, then. Manzi and Miller on Sports is our sister podcast on River City Rogue. Richard Miller is the voice of North Florida Athletics, and Scott Manzi is the voice of Jacksonville University Athletics. They bring you the ultimate local sports show. Learn more about local sports landscapes. Listen to interviews with a wide variety of different guests, and find out where to go this weekend. Their latest Press Box Pizza Pod features Jaguars beat writer Ryan O'Halloran, and can be found on iTunes by searching Manzi and Miller on Sports, SoundCloud by searching Pressbox Pizza Pod, or by going on their Facebook page. That's Manzi and Miller on Sports. Check them out.
All right. Hope you guys like that. They're a really good podcast, so make sure you listen to them whenever you can. We're just going to go ahead and jump into some segments now, or just a segment. This one I came up with at work the other day. It's called, what? Basically, it's something that any normal person could do, but another person could be like, no, that's not how you do that. So my example one, which actually, you know what, that'll just be the first one. So say you go to the grocery store, you buy a loaf of bread, you come home, you make a sandwich, you wrap up the bread. What do you do with it? Do you put it in the fridge? Do you put it in the freezer? Do you leave it on the counter? What do you do, Mike?
See, what I do, when you open a loaf of bread with the wrapper, not the wrapper, but like the bag, mm-hmm. I just put it under the bread and leave it out. I don't even tie it up. I just put it under the bread.
You don't even spin it, though?
Nope. I'm just that lazy. I just put it under. Mm-mm.
Okay. If I don't misplace the tie or whatever, I will you know, I'll put the zip tie on and leave it on the counter. We'll try to finish the whole loaf, you know.
I just made a million grilled cheese. Or like in the office when he makes all the French toast.
Oh, yeah.
All right, yeah, so I'm the weird one. I grew up, you put the bread, you tied it up with the twisty tie, and you put it back in the freezer. Always.
When you told me that, I was like, wait, what? No.
He was like, what?
Because all the bread I had was toasted. You know, if I wanted a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I would toast it every single time.
Keith is just a small example of what's wrong with America.
Yeah, you know.
And how being raised by parents
well,
is a good thing.
Now Deja keeps me in check, and I keep the bread out. The only problem with it is if we buy two loaves, she'll try and keep them both out.
Okay, yeah. See,
you got to keep the second one in the freezer.
I can understand that, yeah.
Would you agree with that, Mike? Keep the bread in the freezer, the extra loaf you have?
If it's buy one, get one free?
Yeah, I can see freezer. And
which happens?
Depends on how quickly you eat bread. If you eat it pretty quickly, I just put it in the fridge. But
oh,
if
I mean,
long,
if you buy yourself, you're not
it's not. Yeah, I put it in the freezer, yeah.
Okay. So, we'll just keep going through a couple of these. I wrote down a couple. We'll try and keep this up every week. If you guys have any ideas, please let us know, because that would be awesome. Let's see. Okay. Do you pee in the shower?
No.
What?
Occasionally.
No.
I do. Why do you not, Mike?
Because when I was in Tallahassee, I'll explain this in after I... No.
Oh, God.
In Tallahassee, when I lived in my freshman year in a dorm...
Well, Tallahassee's just overall gross in general.
Don't disrespect that city.
Carry on.
But the dorm I lived in was a community-style dorm, so... So there's about 20 dudes, or at least my floor, were all dudes, all guys,
sexy
on the floor, on one side of the hall, on one side of the floor, and 20 guys on the other. So about 40, 45 guys.
Wait, you're telling a story, or you're describing a fantasy?
You're funny. No, I'm explaining this issue. So there's about 40 people, and everyone's using a shower. There are literally guys that
walk. Wait, so you all showered together?
No, there's stalls for the bathroom.
You guys looked at each other's junk, right?
No, there are stalls for the showers.
Mike was too sensitive. His is small, I guess.
No. So the stalls, there's three stalls.
Real men compare.
But the way it was set up, people walked into the showers barefoot.
Oh.
And people pissed in the showers. And if you're stuck in the middle stall, the drain's in the middle, so all goes towards the middle. So after
the
water slowly goes towards the middle. So
what?
Yeah, that's how forced it was, and that dorm was awful, and that is why it's torn down and is now grass locked.
Yeah, that's
that literally. I'm like, I'll never piss in the shower because I would not want to step in that, and then just
wait.
Like,
okay, were you barefoot when you went in there?
No, absolutely no.
There's
20 guys sharing a bathroom. Yeah,
he always wears Gucci slides.
Oh yeah, the Gucci slides all the way.
My mom told me to do that actually when I went to Bishop Kenny because we had the communal showers in the gym room and the locker room.
Oh, you actually showered at high school?
Oh yeah. If you didn't shower, you were a loser.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's another story I can tell you about how I know Ben Gamel, the baseball player for the
baseball stud.
Yeah, Pixar didn't happen.
Yeah, well, no, you don't want to see the pics of. Well, okay, let me.
You have pics, then, is what you're saying.
Next up. All right, do you pour the milk in first or do you pour the cereal in first?
Cereal.
It's cereal first, milk second.
Trick question. No milk at all. Dry cereal, baby.
I'll eat cereal by itself once in a while, but not.
But I mean, there's some cereals that are really good by themselves. Like, I can eat Lucky Charms all day, any day by themselves.
Fair.
You can't eat, like, Cocoa Krispies without milk. Like, that's stupid.
Well, you can tell you eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch by itself.
Oh, I always eat Cinnamon Toast by itself.
Oh, man, your mouth is probably dry as a desert, though.
No, I used to eat complete, you know, the total cereal.
Yeah.
I used to eat that by itself. Raisin Bran without the raisin.
No, I love the sugar at the end of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch and you pour the sugar.
No, the milk.
Oh, my gosh.
No, what you do is you have the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And it already has it on there. So when you're grabbing it with your fingers, which I usually did.
Do you also eat dry dog turds?
Yeah, basically. But like when you're eating, you get the cinnamon crust all over your fingers.
And then you just lick them off?
Yeah, it's just like eating Doritos.
Or
like,
Cheetos. Oh,
Doritos, Cheetos. Yeah, fair enough. But I still think milk and cereal go hand in hand. I cannot choose a dry, like just eat cereal by itself over milk and cereal.
Yeah, I love milk after Cinnamon Toast Crunch, though. Like I want them to invent like cereal milk, you know? To have milk that tastes like the cereal's been in it.
The only cereals I love had milk in are Cocoa Krispies, Cookie Crisp. I think that's it.
Well,
Rice Krispies, regular Rice Krispies.
See, well, if you had like tricks with milk, you get like a nice fruity milk taste. If you get like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you get cinnamon milk, which is really good.
I don't think my body would let me eat tricks anymore. Now that I can't see the
frosted flake milk. Frosted flake milk's pretty good because all that sugar just sits in the milk.
True. So. Okay. Do you use public restrooms? If so, do you only go number one or number two, or do you not use, you know, stay away from them?
I don't care. If I have to poop, I will poop.
I'm right there with you.
I have self-diagnosed IBS.
See, depends on the location, because I am not going number two in a club or a bar.
I gotta tell.
Okay, if you're going number two in a club or a bar, you're stupid.
Yeah.
I just mean like your average regular.
A regular day, like a restaurant. It depends on how clean it is.
Okay. All right. Here's a good one. It could be extremely dirty. It could be extremely clean. But would you do it at a rest stop? Side of the road, like on the way to Tallahassee,
rest areas?
Yeah, on one of the rest areas.
I've gone number one and two. That's their job to clean it. An issue.
Now, sorry, this may be kind of gross, but when you go, do you put toilet paper down? Do you put the cute little thingies, if they have them, the little sleeves? Or do you just cheeks down? Or do you squat?
I don't squat. That I've never done that.
I squatted as a kid. I was too scared.
You sound like my brother. My brother does that. He doesn't even go to public restroom. He holds until he gets home.
Man,
I'm like, I can't do that.
Does he use the bidet?
I use the bidet. I hope not.
Mike has a bidet in his bathroom.
I do not. It's my parents' house. I'm trying to get out of that.
It's incredible. I would use it all the time, even if I didn't poop.
I mean, I use it as a drinking. Oh, man.
I think the.
But to answer the question, and what were you going to say?
It's the same. Like, the dirtiest place I've gone is like the infield of Daytona. Like,
oof.
During the
bike. Dirtiest place. Okay, so would you go number two at Everbank?
Yeah. See, that doesn't compare to the infield of Daytona.
I probably
Daytona.
Still put toilet paper down, but yeah.
I put toilet paper down. Sporting event, I put paper towel down.
The only times I squat these days, or if I go into a...
or if you're just peeing.
What are they called? Porta potty.
Okay, porta potty.
I would never say
one of those. Tailgating? Tailgating? I'll put those things. I'll do whatever I can.
I'll dig a hole.
Instead of going... Some porta potties are nasty.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, and last one. Tougher one. Skylar, we discussed this before. This was pretty easy for you. But with your current job that you have right now, this goes to all you listeners as well, would you rather get compensated more, so get more pay, or would you rather get more vacation?
I would accept money because I work in a deli at Publix, and it's not really hard work. So, I would love to be paid more. Well, deli's the hardest part at Publix.
That's right.
It's, still not that hard if you're smart.
If you're actually good, yeah.
You're confident. Yeah. You know how to use your hands and talk. It's pretty easy.
Now, when you ask that question, how much more of a pay grade upgrade do you get? Because it does depend on you.
I mean, okay, let's just say...
And how much more vacation time?
You get... $2 extra.
Okay.
And you get 2 extra weeks.
I'm taking the more vacation time.
Okay, then 1 extra week. You said that too quick.
Yeah. So 5 days?
We'll make it six. $5.
I'm still going vacation.
Okay.
If you do three or four, I'd think about more pay, but the vacation.
$2 makes a pretty big difference.
Actually it does.
It can, still . Oh, see, I would only.
Yeah, let me do the math real quick.
I'd only be at $12 still then, but I can request time off anyways.
Yeah, and that's the nice part. Yeah, because
I'm not full time right now. I chose not to be full time for that reason. I'd rather have Sundays off to watch Jags games.
I take that. I'd go more vacation time.
Okay. I think I might take the money just because I'm greedy. So. I don't know. So that was a pretty good one, though. I think hopefully you guys can submit us some pretty good ones as well. We want to have fan involvement. That would be very nice. All right, guys. That's all I had. You have anything else? Any other just quick notes before we go?
Yeah, like you said, we want fan involvement. So if anyone wants to be on the show, we're more than welcome to have you on the show. Because I already know.
If you're mature and you actually have good content, we're not going to let Bob Smith that. Oh, yeah.
And if any of you are Bob Smith listening, we do apologize.
Yeah. I was about to say something really bad, too. So
we'll go with Jane Doe.
Jane Doe.
Not all Bob Smiths or Jane Does.
But no, like I said, if you are actually interested in being on Trust Process, being a guest, more than welcome. Let one of us know. We'll try to figure it out. I'll try to include you in the show. We'll definitely make it work.
Yeah, we want to make this for I was about to say for the people.
One of my friends, Dirty, said he wants to be first on the show.
So who wants to be second?
Yeah. Again, any content, anything you guys have, we have Facebook, we have Instagram, we will hopefully have Twitter if you guys think that's a good idea.
I was one of the people who suggested it from the beginning. Yeah,
go ahead and check that out, and we'll see you guys again soon.
Catch you on the flippity flip.